Untitled, President J. Reuben Clark, J.R. J. Reuben Clark, J.R., Conference Report, October 1959, pages 85-86, My brethren, holders of the Holy Priesthood after the order of the Son of God, I address you as such, I wish to speak to you as such, I have enjoyed this meeting, I have enjoyed the brethren, the bishops who spoke about ward teaching, I have enjoyed, of course, Brother Moyle. I paid a brief compliment to him this morning and likewise to President Richards. I shall have to be brief, because you want to hear President McKay and so do I. The audience only laughs when the King speaks, but there are one or two points that I would hope briefly to make to you in the very few minutes that I wish to speak. There is a saying that all roads lead to Rome, as Brother Christensen pointed out today and made suggestions. Too many of us seem sometimes to offer this excuse or that excuse or the other excuse for not obeying the commandments of the Lord because we will all go to the same place, and we know that that view is held by many of the sectarian churches of the world, that, so far as this priesthood is concerned, is not true, it is an apostate principle. I have already suggested that we face perhaps the greatest crisis in the history of the world, these are the latter days. I have already suggested, following the excellent address of President McKay, that the Marxist principles and policy wherever found look to the temporal, not to the spiritual. They exalt the temporal, they belittle the spiritual. You know, I find no place in the scriptures, the New Testament and otherwise, where the Lord ever promised that those who followed him would gain wealth. His mission was to the poor and the lowly. Do you remember the first great miracle performed by the old apostles? It occurred at the Gate Beautiful. There was there a man who was born from his mother's womb with crippled feet. They brought him there daily. Peter and John were going in, and as they went by him, lying there seeking alms, they looked at him and then they said, "Look on us," and he looked at them. Then Peter delivered that great message that brought him before the Sanhedrin, and performed the first miracle. "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth rise up and walk." He reached his hand, and took him. The man arose, his ankles straightened, he leaped for joy. Now, I want to talk a little, just a minute more, to you about that. I do not wish to be a croaking raven, but I am so disturbed by the revelations recently made by this man Khrushchev that a deliberate attempt will be made to conquer the Western world, the Christian world, first, by peaceful means. But if they can get us for peace, and then for retiring from Europe, demobilization, largely, the destruction of our installations for protection, then you will see what he will do. Now, brethren, I want to urge on you this consideration. I have had some time to reflect recently, and my condition has been such as to bring home to me how terrible would be the condition if I had been deprived of my daughters and of my doctor, and the saving thing about it was the prayers of my brethren and of the church. There is where the healing came from. Visualize, if you will, for a moment what would be the condition if we suddenly had a bomb landed here, many wounded, many doctors out, perhaps the hospitals gone. What are you going to do? "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth rise up and walk." Brethren, if you face a situation where there is no nursing available, no doctors available, only the priesthood, are you going to be living so that you can go and in the name of Jesus Christ, bless and heal? I was reared in a household of faith. In my father's home we had no doctor in the town. We had none short of Salt Lake City, 40 miles away. My father and my mother reared almost entirely their 10 children without a doctor time and time again. Pneumonia, scarlet fever, typhoid, 6 of us sick at one time in bed in the same room with diphtheria. And what did they do? Father and the elders went to the Lord. That is how we lived. Read what happened on what is called the Day of Miracles on the banks of the Mississippi, when the prophet went out and administered here and there and healed. Joseph sent his handkerchief as Paul of old sent handkerchiefs and aprons, and, their faces being wiped, the sick were healed. Now, if you have no doctors, no nurses, none but you and the Lord, you priesthood bearers, is it not worth living so that when that time comes, your prayers will be heard, and your sick healed? May God be with us and help us to live as the priesthood should live. I conclude by bearing my testimony as I did this morning, but will not repeat for time, save to say that I know God lives, that Jesus is the Christ, that Joseph was a prophet through whom came the priesthood and the gospel, that those who succeeded him have had that same right and that same power held today by President David O. McKay. God give us all this testimony and give us the strength to live so that if, when, and as a crisis shall come, we may be a church, a community of doctors representing the priesthood, holding the priesthood and exercising the great gift which filled the work of Jesus. I humbly pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen.